The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I can't believe what I saw once again in college football. It is absolutely amazing. Week after week, what I see, whether it's amazingness by players on the field or officials blowing things, whatever you want to call it, man, this is the world of sports, and it is absolutely insane. Miami, you better be thanking somebody today, because I don't think that touchdown should have counted, and I don't think you should have won, but that's not the way it went down, man. Anyways, a lot happening in the sports world. Obviously, the Mets really up against it, down 3-1 now against Kansas City. Royals just seem to be the better team, flat out, man. They just seem to be the better team. Better hitting, better pitching, better defense, you name it. That team has really got it going on. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. You know, the universe tends to even itself out. You see teams that have victories snatched from the jaws of defeat, and it goes the other way, too, with the Michigan Wolverines. As far as the Kansas City Royals are concerned, does baseball run a little too long? Because last I checked, I flipped my calendar to the month of November, and we're still watching baseball. There's a little bit of fatigue to be had there.
Hey, I hear you, man. A lot of fatigue. A lot of everybody's fatigued. It's a long season, but Kansas City really in the driver's seat. Got there last year, was unable to get it done. They do get it done now, and we're just getting warmed up. A lot going on in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
I don't like sit-down dinners, I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H, don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as always. You can get involved 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Don't have Fred yet, but you will be shooting him an email, sportsfred@AOL.com, once we get him on the mix. But Jeff, a crazy day in college football. I mean, let's be honest. I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. I mean, go ahead.
Why don't we start on Thursday night? You know, this is a weekend where most of the country is setting their clocks back, you know, either getting an extra hour of sleep or losing some sleep. I got to tell you, game one of the World Series, I'm going to confess, hand of my heart, I did not stay up for all 14 innings of game one of the World Series. I did, however, on Thursday night, stay up for the abomination that took place at Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe, Arizona, right here in our backyard, where the Oregon Ducks and the Arizona State Sun Devils were both playing a must-win game to stay in the hunt in the Pac-12 regular season race. And I was disappointed with what I saw, scoring a lot of points. You've bagged on the Pac-12. Scoring a lot of points is not what makes for entertaining football. It's not what makes for good football. And I think that the past is the past. And in 2015, the Oregon Ducks and the Arizona State Sun Devils, you know, regardless if they're combining for 115 points, 116 points, whatever it was, it's not good.
117 points, 56 excuse me, by the Devils and 61 by Oregon Ducks. And, I mean, look, you know what? You bring up a great point talking about that game, because the bad officiating started on Thursday night with Oregon and Arizona State. I don't think the guy made the catch in the end zone there. ASU had a few, you know, issues where they – you let them score at the end of the ball game. There was a lot of weird things that happened in that game, but ultimately the bad officiating started on Thursday night, and it was a benefit for Oregon.
Why are we going to the replay booth? Why are we reviewing calls if we're still not going to get them right after the review? The touchdown that Oregon scored in the third overtime was just ridiculous. The guy's foot was on the line. You saw it in real time. They saw it in real time, and they decided that they're going to give Addison the touchdown anyway. Or, you know, I mean, put it on Arizona State's coaching staff. You need to run the football. You don't put that game on a guy like Mike Bercovici. You know, I said it the other day, the guy plays with the heart of a lion, but he just doesn't have that it factor that they've had with Taylor Kelly. And, you know, you could look at that on the other side of the ball. Vernon Adams, heck of an athlete, you know, gets the desperation heave, but at the end of the day, he's not Marcus Mariota either. You know, Royce Freeman running right through the ASU defense, Kalen Ballage running right through the Ducks defense. And what do Todd Graham and Mark Helfrich do? They continue to throw the football, and Helfrich running that wildcat play with Braylon Addison in critical situation. That play never worked. You have a quarterback that's not, like I said, he's not great, but he's getting the job done, and you're snapping it to a wide receiver who's trying to throw the ball, and ASU's blitzing like crazy, and he just, you know, wide receivers aren't used to the pressure coming. When you're going to run a gimmick play,
sure,
you got to run it run it out in the open with, without seven guys coming at you. And that's, yeah, that's ASU's MO, is to just blitz the heck out of every play. And it worked for about four quarters. It didn't work for three overtimes, though.
Hey, let's jump out to the phones. We do have a caller. So let's hook up with Mitch, who is boarding a plane on his way to Denver, obviously for that Green Bay Packer-Denver football game. So we do have to jump out to him. Mitch, you're on Dorfon Sports. What's up, man?
Hey, Andy. How are you? Don't have a whole heck of a lot here, but we're sitting on the plane. I'm here with my boy. We're a little bit outnumbered here on the Southwest Express flight, but my understanding is from the troops on the ground in Denver that the town is filled with Packer fans, and we can't wait to get there. It should be an unbelievable game. Taking my boy to see two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and we know that one team is going to not be undefeated by the end of this evening.
Let me ask you this, Mitch, because I know a little bit about Mitch. He's a longtime caller, and he's also a guy that went to the U, Miami. Look, you're the beneficiary of that weird play at the end of the football game. I personally think the guy's knee was down. I'm sure you're very excited about this, but do you think the officials got that one right, man?
I am hoping that this is the moment in which the U.
I don't know if we lost
around.
Him, maybe, or something in the airplane there, but good time for him to bow out when I'm asking him about
Hello?
The Miami game. If we can get him back, or if he wants to call back, we'll get him back. But look, man, that's how passionate people are, Jeff, when you think about it. This guy's boarding a plane on his way to Denver for Green Bay Packers and Denver action, and the guy wants to give us a call. You got to love it, man.
Hey, he's on the Packers World Tour, just like I was on the Browns World Tour earlier in the season. I got to tell you, man, I don't know if you saw the tweet that I sent out at by Jeff Rich on Saturday night, but one thing that I don't want to hear from Canes fans, if they're going to accept that victory over Duke, that 30-27 victory over Duke on Halloween in 2015, I don't want to hear another word about the officiating at Sun Devil Stadium on January 3rd, 2003, when Glenn Sharp interfered with Chris Gamble on a play that could have ended the game.
Yeah, I mean, look, they probably still have some bad feelings about Ohio State, but at the end of the day, man, look, they got away with one on Saturday, I would have to say, and I think most people would say that they got away with one there on Saturday. But look, hey, it is what it is, man. I mean, college football, you're not always going to get it right. But I think you brought up a great point a little earlier when you said, you know, they go to review, and why go to review if you're still going to get the call wrong? I mean, I don't know. Was there not clear enough evidence to say that? Well, first of all, I don't know. We both were talking about this off the air. I don't know if you can question or throw a flag for a block in the back, but you can throw a flag to see if a guy's knee is down. And I would have to think, from what I saw the guy's knee down and the ball still in his hand. Maybe I didn't see it right, but I really think I did, Jeff.
You know what that comes down to? You know, the overwhelming conclusive evidence to overturn the call, and they said that they didn't rule his knee down on the field, so they weren't going to overturn it on that. There were conflicting viewpoints on what happened with the flag. You know, at first we heard Mike Pereira say that on an egregious call they can overturn it, but I don't think that's true. I think at the end of the day, the ACC's best out in that situation was to say that they picked up the flag, though it did sound like they were reviewing it, because they reviewed it. The official came back, said the guy's knee wasn't down, but they're still reviewing the play. What else were they reviewing? I mean, the laterals weren't in question. I thought it was very suspect all the way around, and I think the replay system in college is suspect because you don't have the guy making the call on the field actually looking at the play. He's just listening through the headset. One thing college does right that the NFL doesn't is, you know, they do review every play, and that's clean. But when the official that has to ultimately make the call and be accountable for that decision can't even see what he's reviewing, there's something wrong with that. They need to go under the hood. The guy that makes the ultimate call needs to be the guy that sees it, reviews it, and overturns the call.
Yeah, and just so you know, I got a text from Mitch because he was obviously having trouble there on the plane, but he basically said, here's my take. It's great to be a Miami Hurricane fan.
this will be the moment that turns the program around, and the third ESPN 30 for 30 recalls it as a transition back to greatness. It's all about the you, is what he said. And look, so basically, like you said, I think Miami Hurricane fans are absolutely accepting that victory. They're taking it, and it is what it is. But I know we're up against it, so we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to get after it here with John Poulter, our professor of sports, to talk about baseball, obviously what's going on with the World Series, Kansas City, definitely in the driver's seat. 3-1, man, it looks pretty bleak for the Mets. And if you remember me a week ago, I said, you know, I like the Mets, but I really wouldn't be upset if the Royals win. And I'm not upset. I think that they're the better overall team, better pitching, better hitting, better defense, you name it. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, John Poulter, a professor of sports, joins us here to break it down. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, John Poulter, our professor of sports, is going to join us now. And because of that, we're bringing a little rush for him. We always try to keep those Canadian bands in the mix. And I'll be honest with you, this is my favorite rock and roll band. I grew up listening to Rush. I love going to their shows. Great laser shows. Just amazing music. Neil Peart, you name it, dude. I love these guys, to be honest with you. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. Hope you are as well. And good morning to you, Jeff.
You know, John, look, it's come to that time where we're up against another World Series champion here pretty soon, and it's most likely going to be the Kansas City Royals. And if you remember a week ago, you know, I was saying, hey, I like the Mets to win, but I would be pretty happy if Kansas City gets it done, and I wouldn't be upset about being wrong on this one, and I'll be the first one to say it right now. I'm not upset. I'm very happy. Kansas City got there last year to the World Series, was unable to get it done. I really think the experience has helped them tremendously. And I also think the little bit of time off for the Mets kind of hurt them a little bit. They were rolling. They were playing great. Take a little break. Momentum kind of swung a little bit, whereas the Kansas City Royals kind of just kept playing and had a little bit more of a normal or usual schedule. And I really think that benefited them a lot. But at that same time, with everything being said, I just think they're the better all-around baseball team, offensively, defensively, pitching, managing, you name it, all around the better baseball team, John.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on anything that you've said. And to your point, we did have that very same conversation this time last Sunday when we talked about how that series was going to shape up, and we were both a little, I'm not going to say concerned, but it had crossed our minds that the Mets might find themselves a little bit out of routine by waiting 6 days before they got into the series, whereas Kansas City had been playing a little bit longer. It's a little bit of a strange series from the standpoint that here we have Kansas City up 3-1. But in two of those games, Game 1 and Game 4 last night, the Mets appeared to have both of those games in hand and gave them up. If the Mets' bullpen had come through the way that we would have expected it to and the way Terry Collins would have liked to have seen it come through, we might be looking at the Mets up 3-1 right now. So even though it's a 3-1 series, perhaps it's not as one-sided as a 3-1 score would indicate.
The first two games would have to be all Kansas City, and then game three, like you said, the Mets got it going a little bit and were too strong for the Royals. Game four, it got back to, you know what, they just don't give up. And that's what I love about the Royals is, you know, you could think that you got a 5-2 lead and it's safe, and before you know it, they're scratching and clawing to get runs in there, and they could be leading. I mean, and that's kind of what happened. Like you said, the Mets pretty much had the game in line. You know, you go to your bullpen, you think you can kind of work it out the way that you want to, but this team is scratching and clawing, trying to get runs across the, you know, home plate, and they do. So I just think they're so gritty and so gutty, John. It's tough to stop them because they really, like I said, I think that they may be the hungrier, more talented team, and it's really showing. Like you said, in the game of inches, they're taking every one of them.
Yeah, Kansas City has shown, at least in the postseason, where we've had a chance to see all of their games. Obviously, I don't get a chance to see all of their games in the regular season, but once we get to postseason, I tend to see them all. Kansas City looks like a team that sort of takes advantage of every mistake that the opposition makes and almost always does that with multiple runs and almost always does that in the latter part of the game. And I don't have the exact numbers, but I do know that Kansas City in the whole postseason has scored more runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning than they have in the 1st through 6th innings of all their games combined. So that sort of supports your point in terms of where they are in terms of taking advantage, coming through at the right time. I got to think that a couple of things that stood out for me last night were I thought Terry Collins made a couple of bad managerial decisions that sort of came back and backfired. And ironically, last night, the rookies, Matz and Conforto, were the guys that were carrying them through the first 5 or 6 innings. And it was the veterans, Murphy and Cespedes, that let them down in the latter innings. And usually you'd think under the pressure of World Series play, it would be the rookies that would fold and the veterans would come through. But for the Mets last night, it was just the opposite.
Well, and don't forget, you know, it's easy to blame the mercenaries because they've got the least connection with the fans. I think that everybody was really upset with Tyler Clippard, you know, who was probably an unnecessary acquisition. You could throw Addison Reed in that group, too. You know, has Daniel Murphy just gone from absolute hero to go, you know, that they're going to, you know, that they went from, oh, you can't let this guy go, you know, this is the voice out of Queens, and to, you know, get that bum out of town, you know, he can't leave soon enough.
Well, I can see why they would think that, because we always remember the last thing a player has done. But looking at it from a distance and from a completely neutral standpoint, I've got to think that if the Mets fans sat back and thought about this, they shouldn't really be blaming Murphy, because he's an average defensive second baseman. A good second baseman would have had that play last night very simply. But looking at it from the other standpoint, the Mets wouldn't be in the World Series without what Murphy had done in the first two rounds. So maybe not fair to blame him. It's unfortunate, because a good second baseman, Roberto Alomar, Joe Morgan, even a guy like Ryan Goins would have had that play, and it would have been over. But just one of those things. I think it's tough to blame him given what he did to get them there. So perhaps he deserves a little bit of a mulligan from that standpoint, Jeff.
Hey, you know, there's no question that the Royals are able to take games away from you in the latter third innings, but usually they don't give anything away. I'm looking at both these teams, regardless of how the rest of the series goes, and I don't see a window slamming shut on either of these teams. You mentioned Conforto. You know, you mentioned the youngsters that play for the Mets. The Royals are still very young themselves. Could we see this World Series again?
Very definitely. Certainly from a Kansas City standpoint, until that team all gets to the point where they're outside of club control and we get those arbitration and free agent situations cropping up. I guess Cueto is a free agent, and he's probably the only big name on Kansas City that potentially could be gone by next year. So you have to think that Kansas City has a good chance. And in terms of the Mets, while we've got guys like Cespedes that are out of contract at the end of the year, any team that has four young starting pitchers that they have, you have to feel that they're going to be in the mix of things for the next several years to come. So, yeah, it's very possible that we could see that. But as we all know, the Mets weren't the best team in the National League this year record-wise. There were four teams that were ahead of them. They were the four teams that also made the postseason, and the Mets are the ones that are still standing. So that tells us a little bit of something, I think, about the depth of the pitching staff. But there's a lot of good teams in the National League, and I think it'll be tougher for the Mets to repeat than it will for the Royals.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. John, let me ask you this. If you had one game and you were the Mets, would you be feeling pretty good if you throw Matt Harvey back out there, obviously like they're going to do, and can he get it done and keep them in the postseason?
Yeah, I think he can get it done. He's probably their top guy in terms of experience, although DeGrom has pitched very well in the postseason. Had one bad inning the last time that he threw in Game 2, and that didn't help Kansas. That didn't help the Mets at all. But I think in the situation that I'm in, if I'm Terry Collins, I think Harvey's the guy that I want getting the ball. He's probably the more experienced of the three or four youngsters that the Mets are throwing out there. So, hey, at this point, it's the whole staff, I think, that has to come through tonight. You can start with Harvey, but you've got to have everybody ready down there, because the obvious scenario is if they don't win tonight, they've got the whole winter to rest. So no point in worrying about Tuesday night until they win tonight.
Yeah, hey, and just back to something that you guys were talking about with, you know, some of the additions, you know, with Murphy playing so well and Cespedes just being that guy that came in there and turned things around. You know, sometimes people's expectations become unrealistic. And like you said, the Mets were like the worst out of all these teams, but they're still the one that are still standing as far as it goes. And I don't necessarily mean worse, but you understand what I'm saying. They did a lot of things during the season that weren't necessarily that great, but yet they're still the last team standing in the National League. So it kind of says a little bit about the National League in general. But with that being said, American League, National League, at the end of the day, which one do you think is better?
Well, right now, from a strength standpoint, I'd have to say that the National League is a stronger, deeper league. You look at the fact that the top three teams in Major League Baseball all came out of the National League, and in fact came out of one division, the National League Central. So I don't think you can look past that, but there are some good teams everywhere, and that goes to the fact that we had some very competitive postseason races right down to the last week of the season.
Yeah. Hey, I have a more definitive answer. I think the National League is infinitely better. I think we looked at this season. We said it's the Royals and everybody else. You know, Toronto gave them a nice ride in the playoffs, but I definitely think there were a lot more better teams in the National League.
Hey, John, I can hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Really appreciate you breaking it down for us. Next week, we'll be wrapping up and looking on to NHL hockey, man.
Yeah, it's a sign that the winter is coming when we start to hang up the baseball talk and move over to hockey. But as we know from last winter, there's always lots of off-season baseball activity to talk about. So I think we're going to be busy over the next few months.
Absolutely. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. We'll be right back on the other side with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box to talk about the crazy week in college football. Anyways, we'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Filling gaps and cracks around your home is a great way to stop drafts for the coming winter. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about what to do with the really big ones right after this.
Marrying the right trim and moldings to your siding can do amazing things for the character and curb appeal of your home. And if it's from Royal Building Products, that character will last with minimal maintenance. Royal Cellular PVC Trim Board, decorative moldings, and door and window surrounds help you finish the design statement you started with your siding. They come in a range of styles from understated to ornate, with no rotting, warping, or splitting. Learn more at royalbuildingproducts.com.
One of the best ways to save energy in your home this winter is by caulking the gaps and cracks around windows and doors. This prevents the transfer of air between heated and unheated spaces so your furnace doesn't have to work so hard. The problem is that caulk alone is only effective in narrow cracks, which are about a quarter inch wide or smaller because it shrinks as it dries. To give the caulk some help in larger gaps, try using a foam backer rod first. These flexible foam tubes are available at building supply stores in several diameters. You simply push them into the gap with a putty knife or painter's tool until they're just below the surface. Then you apply the caulk on top of them. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he always is. In case you missed it, John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball, what's going on in the World Series. Now we got Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us. Seth, good morning, man. How are you, bro?
Good morning. I'm great.
Wacky, wild week once again in college football. I mean, look, I don't know what the heck is going on, from crazy plays to crazy officials to people not knowing the rules, man, in the NFL. So why would they know the rules in college football either, man?
Yeah, I think, well, one, it's the officials' job to know the rules and to implement the rules accurately, especially in this day and age of instant replay. You know, but you know, if the officials can't consistently get it right, even with replay, I think a case could be made that, you know, perhaps some of the rules need to be tweaked and scaled back so they're easier for the officials to interpret.
I don't know what's easier than seeing a guy's knee down and just deciding you didn't see a guy's knee down. I mean, how do you like, I guess I just don't get it, man. I mean, the evidence and it's pretty clear cut to me. And obviously I'm talking about the Miami Hurricane football game where they had another crazy last second play of a ball game where, this time it's lateraling the ball back like 8 times or something like that. But as you know, and I know, and mostly everybody across the country probably knows, is the guy's knee was down. There were several blocks in the back, but some way, somehow, that play still stood, and they completely got it wrong. I mean, there's no other way to say it, but they completely got it wrong.
Yeah, they did completely get it wrong. And I mean, that play had everything except for the, you know, marching band trombone player spike in the end zone.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You know, it is inexplicable that the referees would, even on the instant replay, that took 9 minutes, that they would still get all of that wrong. You know, another issue in the grand scheme of things that I have with the officials and this particular topic is, it seems like all too often there's little to no substantial accountability for, you know, for these gaps of the officiating. I mean, they can't go back and flip the call and say that Duke won that game, even though they really rightfully did. You know, the officials, little light slap on the wrist, probably aren't going to be relieved of their duties. There might be a game suspension, might not. I've seen that go both ways, you know. So I also question the accountability of the refs also. And in regards to the accountability topic, you know, the coaches aren't allowed to really specifically address the officiating gap, or else they're going to be fined.
Right. You know, not everything is a fireable offense. And, you know, I don't think that we should go there. You know, our guy on the other side of the glass is, you know, telling us we got to let up on the officials here. You know, just because, you know, we see it. We have the benefit of HDTV and super slow motion. They have the vantage point. So, you know, it happens. You mentioned coaches, and they have a new guy on the sideline in Minnesota hoping to get the full-time gig after Jerry Kill steps down for health issues earlier in the week. Dorf, I know you're a Minnesota. You know, I know that you attended the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
You watch them, you know, great atmosphere for a college football game, last day of October. You know, they're really beating Michigan the entire game. And, you know, I mentioned it in the open. You know, Michigan lost a game that they should have won a couple of weeks ago against Michigan State.
And then they win a game they should lose,
And this is a game that, you know, they look like they gave up the game losing touchdown with 19 seconds left. Of course, 19 seconds is an eternity, as we saw at Duke Miami. But, you know, you get down to the end zone. Did nobody know that the clock was running? Why do you only get one play from scrimmage? And then, you know, you get the do or die play. I admire the Cojones to go for the win there with 2 seconds left rather than kicking the ball and going to overtime. Be as it may that they were going to face Michigan's backup quarterback in overtime at home. But, you know, that's a gaffe that costs this guy any chance at the full-time job, does it not, Seth?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I would hope that the people in charge of the hiring process at Minnesota would take all of that under consideration. I would also like to think that, you know, they would see the full situation at Minnesota with, you know, Jerry Kill, you know, resigning, stepping down, retiring in the middle of the season, you know, the interim coach being thrown in, you know, kind of at the last minute, and still really just going, you know, head to head, toe to toe with a Michigan program that's impressed a lot of people this year. You know, I would also say that I think that Minnesota job is a much better job in the hierarchy of openings for next year than maybe a lot of people are going to want to give it credit for nationally.
Yeah, and look, let me give you a little history. I mean, look, the bottom line is, you know, the Gophers haven't always had the greatest atmospheres. I was there when we were playing in the Metrodome, and it was tough to really get involved there. And yeah, I mean, the Metrodome was kind of a cool spot, but much better atmosphere now for them, and kids can really get involved. It's just a better – outdoor stadiums are just so much better than indoor stadiums, and I saw a lot of bad football. You know, we've seen Minnesota kind of turn the corner a little bit here, and it's unfortunate that he had to step down, health reasons and whatnot. And look, I don't know – what the process is going to be for hiring somebody here in the near future. But ultimately, things have been going a little bit better for Minnesota. And I just think you got to give it some time. And you know what? It's the heat of the moment. The guy's trying to make a big play. The guy's trying to do something special. But at the end of the day, you wind up failing. And I think we all have to have failure to have success. So I would kind of side with Seth and say, look, this guy was thrown in there last minute, trying to make a splash, doesn't make the splash, winds up losing the football game, maybe should have won it. But at the end of the day, like you said, cojones galore, man. So you got to give the guy credit.
Oh, yeah. And I think in terms of the head coaching openings that are going to be open in the Big Ten, I think Minnesota, you know, may be the best one of the bunch, even when comparing it to the Maryland job, you know, simply because of the divisions that they play in. I think somebody can step in and take over that Gopher program and have a legitimate shot at, you know, finishing at the top of the division, as opposed to Maryland, who has to battle Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State year in and year out.
Yeah, I can't believe how much love we just gave to Minnesota Golden Gopher football there. But let's keep it rolling, and let's talk about Clemson, man. I mean, look, I said to you last week, I think this is a pretty darn good football team. You know, this was a spot that potentially they could have let it slip. They didn't. They got the win. They gave up 41 points, but we know that Clemson is definitely in the thick of things here, and if they can win out, they've got themselves a legitimate shot at winning a national title, yes or no, well, Seth?
Well, hey, and give NC State some credit there. Jacoby Brissett is an NFL quarterback. They've got a great offense. They just couldn't stop. You know, they kept onside kicking, and they couldn't stop Clemson at the end there. But go ahead, Seth.
Yeah, I was gonna bring up Jacoby Brissett, and, you know, he's a good player. Didn't he start his career with the Florida Gators, I think?
I think you're right on that.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a handful of quarterbacks who started out at Florida who transferred to other places that have turned out to be, you know, pretty darn good quarterbacks. You know, but, you know, specifically to Clemson, you know, they were tested. They passed the test. I mean, I'm going to compare them to the two teams that I usually compare them to out of the Big 12 with Baylor and TCU. If Baylor or TCU would have been involved in that game and gave up 24 points, was kind of close for a little bit and then pulled away, you know, everybody would be, you know, really applauding them for, you know, doing what they had to do and being this great team. I don't really hear that kind of chatter after, you know, Clemson, you know, edging out. It seems like NC State, but I'm still high on Clemson as it sounds like you are.
Yeah, no, I definitely am high on them. And, you know, you mentioned TCU. They did show up and play defense. They only gave up 10 points. And I'll tell you what, I love that Trayvon Boykin kid. I think he is absolutely fantastic. I love that kid.
Yeah, I mean, he gives TCU a chance on every single play. He probably has a better arm than people give him credit for. Whether or not it's an NFL arm at this stage in his career doesn't really matter. It just has to be a top tier Division I arm, really.
No, I agree.
And if a play breaks down, he can take off with his legs and, you know, extend the play, get the first down, get a big play, you know, to the point that he's going to get a high five from, you know, the opposing team's coach.
No, I agree. Hey, let me ask you this, and this is for our buddy Jerry, who does the overnights. He's a big Temple guy. Did they impress you in the way that they handled Notre Dame yesterday? I know Notre Dame got the victory. You know, they win 24-20, but were you impressed with the way that Temple was able to play them?
Yeah, I was really impressed with Temple. I think I was more impressed with Temple yesterday than maybe any other team. I mean, they were right there at the end, and you know, that last play of the game, the quarterback, he saw an opportunity, he acted on it confidently, and I mean, it wasn't like this just lame duck interception that he threw. The Notre Dame defensive back made one heck of a play on that ball to, you know, to seal it with that interception. You know, I was talking to some other guys last night about Temple, and I think if they played in a Power Five conference, they'd be right there in the conversation, you know, for, you know, that playoff spot. You know, I think they look better top to bottom than that, definitely over a Baylor team, but because they're Temple, because they don't play in a Power Five conference, you know, this loss pretty much completely wrote them off.
Yeah, and we'll see how Baylor responds without their normal quarterback. I know they had the bye week and whatnot, mm-hmm. but we'll see how they can implement things moving forward. Hey, real quickly, Oklahoma State, man, they are. Let's just say this. They're strange. Let's put it that way. They can give up 24. They can score 28 in a quarter. I think that they're one of the worst 8-0 football teams I've ever seen. What do you think?
Yes. And to me, they epitomize everything that I hate about the Big 12. You know, you go out there and you win a game 70-53 to go to 8-0. You're not a good team, you know, winning a game 70-53. You give up 53 points. You deserve to lose that game, even if you're scoring 70. And that game epitomizes what I think of the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Big 12, there's absolutely no defense played. I thought that was the way the Pac-12 was, but it's definitely turned more to the Big 12. Hey, I see we're up against it. Time goes way too quickly, to be honest with you. Seth, we really appreciate you taking time out with us. Can't wait to talk next week. Real quickly, who do you have in the playoff, your four teams?
Right now, I like Alabama, I like Clemson, I like Ohio State. And I like Baylor right now just because they're doing what they're doing, even though I'm not in love with them.
All righty, man. Have a great day, and I'm sure it's going to change next week. We'll talk to you next week, brother, on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional digital installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for hanging out with us, talking Major League Baseball, and then Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, breaking down college football. And, Jeff, I mean, in all honesty, Oklahoma State, to me, very unimpressive. On the other hand, the reason I'm making this comparison is because Memphis scores a lot of points too, but every now and then they can step up and play defense, whereas I don't think Oklahoma State plays very good defense. And that, yes, has to do with a lot of it being the Big 12. There is no defense played in that conference.
I completely agree with you. But, I mean, if you look at the flip side of that coin, or if you look at the same side of the coin, I should say, Texas Tech did this very same thing at home to TCU. So when you look at the Big 12 on the whole, you got to look at what they've done out of conference, because they're doing these 70 to 56 games to each other week in and week out. Whereas a team like Memphis that does give up a lot of points, they have that win against Ole Miss. And I think that we respect Ole Miss on the heels of their win against Alabama earlier in the season.
Yeah, and they did get it done against Auburn on Saturday as well, 27-19. They do get it done. But you know what? And Auburn just isn't what they've been in the past either. So, you know, you take that one kind of like a grain of salt. But, you know, Ohio State not playing this week. Baylor not playing this week. We'll see.
Alabama, LSU off. I mean, there were a lot of top 10 teams that got to watch Saturday from their couch.
Exactly. That's my point. And we'll see how it all shakes out. But obviously, that's going to do it for hour number one. We can hear the music in the background. So, Jeff, I appreciate you doing what you do for me, and I appreciate you taking over the reins here for hour number two. You and Fred Wallen will crush it, I know, and probably a lot of NFL on the horizon. So, for me, I mean, I'm going to tell everybody, have a great day. Enjoy listening to Jeff and Fred for the next hour. But I will be back next week here on the program, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So keep it close, everybody. Another hour on the horizon.